Shaka. This here one, Matt MacCready.
Yeah.
good singers. Cheers on you. You know, the first time, we didn't play here. The first time we came here. I just want to thank Stone and Jeff for, they were kind of the bosses at the time. Still, Hefe, the sheriff, he's the sheriff. But we had recorded a record in Seattle, and it was the first record, the first ever real recording I'd ever been part of, and Mike too. We had a couple of little tiny things that maybe we recorded onto cassette. But we made this bit of a record, and then but we were gonna mix it, and then the guy who mixed it was gonna it was gonna be in London. Well, it was gonna be in England, and it was gonna be Surrey, I think Surrey. There's a place called Ridge Farm. So we didn't know if anybody would ever hear this stuff or certainly like it, or so we thought, well, at least we'll get to see London once in our lives. England once in our lives. That was a great fucking decision. The fact that now I can't tell you how much we appreciate this being, I believe, the 30th time we've played in your country, and then to play here and then have you sing along in perfect unison. It's not lost on us. And, you know, something happened on that trip, and I remember it so vivid, and it was in the morning. You could hear them mixing a song in the other room. The song was called Black. They were mixing it in the other room. I was sitting there, and there was a younger woman kind of helping with breakfast in the morning, tea and coffee, and she said, "That's a nice song." And she said, "Are you the singer?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Did you write that?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." And she said, "It's brilliant." At that moment, that was the greatest compliment, the greatest feedback I'd ever heard in my whole life. In my whole life to that point, the biggest achievement to have somebody who'd really hadn't known, because not many people had heard the stuff. So I thought, this is a moment that I will remember for the rest of my life, is this compliment from this woman in this kitchen. So I was holding an orange. And then about 30 seconds later, Stone Gossard walked in. And he walked in, and he was standing over on the counter, and she said, "Would you just cut a slice of bread off for me? Just a slice of bread?" And he did, and he handed it to her, and she said, "Oh, that's brilliant." Been humble ever since.